For more on the emotions inside that Colts locker room, let's welcome in the rookie tight end, Dwayne Allen. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you feeling today after that big victory?
Good morning. I'm feeling great, man. Still a little sore from the up play count that we had yesterday. But, man, just overjoyed with the win and, you know, having Coach Pagano there.
Yeah, let's talk about that sentiment. What was it like when you saw Coach Pagano before the game and then heard from him after the win with that speech?
You know, before the game, just about everyone in there had to hold back tears. And Coach Pagano was a great inspirer before, you know, he was diagnosed with leukemia, and now it's just unbelievable the fight that he has within himself and the fight that he allows us to show through our play.
You know, we always hear the perspective that real events put things in perspective. But how motivated have you been personally by how your coach has been dealing with things much more important than any football game?
Personally, it definitely hits home because Coach Pagano was one of those guys early on whenever I first got here. He knew I had a chip on my shoulder and I wanted to play with a chip on my shoulder. And he inspired me early on to play, to be able to play under control and to play with that chip on my shoulder. And, you know, to hear the news that everything that he's going through, everything that he's battling, it just inspires me to go out and play even harder. You know, before the game, he said, you know, he doesn't have it hard. We have it hard. You know, and to hear something like that from a man who's battling what he's battling, you know, makes it even, you know, easier for me to go out and give it my all.
And you're making a nice transition to the pros as well. Andrew Luck continues to impress. What has your quarterback taught you about being a rookie in the league?
Andrew's cool, calm, and collect under pressure. Yeah, he does a great job of handling pressure, whether it's, you know, people pressuring the pocket, people hanging from him. Yeah, he does a great job of delivering great balls down the field. And, you know, in those pressure situations, you know, one of his mottos is the bigger the moment, the bigger the game, the smaller we make it.
You said it well. He seems from a distance to be a cool guy. Have you checked his driver's license? How old is this cat? Is he like 45? He's so mature.
He's only 23, but he is mature beyond his age. And it's just, you know, his professionalism, the way that he comes to work every day, you know, the way that he studies the opposing defenses, yeah, it's important to him, and he makes sure that it's important to all of us.
Okay, let's wrap it up with a thought. Looking ahead to the game here on NFL Network, it's Thursday Night Football. You take on the Jags, a team that's struggling just with one victory, but what's your mindset? How do you adjust to the short week, and you got to play on the road?
It's a grind. It's a grind, and it's on to the next game. That's been our motto the entire year, is we focus on game to game because we were projected to finish last. You know, so going into this Thursday night game, we want to get a victory. We obviously feel as if, you know, Jacksonville were able to come into our house and steal one, so now it's time for us to go to their house and steal one.
Dwayne, we enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck the rest of the way here in your first year in the NFL.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure.